ABC News.
Tanmaya Navada with the top stories. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon says the actions of officers in breaking up a protest last night in Sydney will be reviewed. 27 people were arrested when violence flared outside Town Hall, where around 7,000 people joined the Palestine Action Group to protest the Israeli President Isaac Herzog's visit. Footage has emerged of officers appearing to throw punches while arresting protesters, which police say are taken out of context and that the actions were justified. New South Wales Greens MP Jenny Leong was there and says police acted with excessive force and extreme brutality. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is urging senior Liberal Angus Taylor to be upfront and outline what his leadership intentions are. Mr. Taylor has not ruled out running for the Liberal Party leadership, as some Liberals actively discuss a challenge against opposition leader Susan Lee following another damaging news poll. A number of recent polls have recorded an increase in support for One Nation and a decline for the coalition. And Australian snowboarder Mila Stalker says her performance in the women's big air event at the Winter Olympics in Livigno exceeded her expectations. Stalker finished 10th behind fellow Australian and 2022 slopestyle bronze medalist Tess Cody in 8th. And Australia has ended a 12-year absence from the figure skating ice dance event, with Holly Harris and Jason Chan scoring 67.75 in the rhythm dance, enough to qualify for the free dance section of the event. ABC News.